Tonight's Zois Chanukah. Zois Chanukah Tashin Pei Aleph. Chanukah is coming to its towards the end, the eighth day, and wanted to speak for a little bit before Maariv tonight. We'll discuss what is this inyan of Zois Chanukah? What is this idea of Zois Chanukah? It's not that old. This term for the eighth day, it's probably 400 or 500 years old or so. It doesn't go far much farther back than that. And there's really no halachic significance to the day any more than the seventh day or the sixth day or the fifth day. Every day is the same halachos of, unless there's a unique aspect to the day, if you only have a certain number of candles, how many candles should you light for the Bnei Abayis? But other than that, there's really no halachic distinction between the eighth day and any other day. But we do know that there's this concept of, oh, Zeis Chanukah, we light, there's the most light tonight. Unfortunately, our neiros are probably out by now. Maybe we should go home and relight them without a bracha just to have them last even longer. Or maybe they'll last the whole night. Who knows? But I wanted to discuss what is this inyan, and it's clearly rooted in Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Machshava, and go through a couple of inyanim and different ideas. So tonight's shir should be this close for Shem for Rabbi Kelamer of Yehuda ben Rivka Leia, and Lulay Nishmas Leia bas Yitzchak Meir. So if we look on top, this entire piece is really snippets from Rabbi Biederman. I have to look farther to like find inyanim on Zeis Chanukah. He quotes, he gives you the raid. And so I just brought, I kind of cut and pasted different pieces from different Torah wellsprings in Hebrew, Be'er HaTorah from Chanukah. So on top, if you look, we say this on Yom Kippur, but it's not a type of Kedushas Hayom Ki Gadol Hayom La'Adonenu. He quotes it in reference to Chanukah. V'amar Rav HaKadosh Mirazin, so he quotes the Raziner. Raziner Rav lived in the early 1800s or so. Writes, Masha Tzadikim Yecholim Lifol Berosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. So that which the Tzadikim are able to accomplish on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Yesh Biad Kol Yehudi Pashat Lifol B'Zos Chanukah. Each and every single one of us, or at least for myself, who's Yehudi Pashat, hopefully I'm that level, can accomplish it on Zos Chanukah. Which clearly is saying that Zos Chanukah is on a higher level in a certain way for Yehudi, regular Yehudi Pashat to be able to tap into a certain level of Kedusha and a certain Madriga of Aliyah and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pretty powerful line, if you take that. You know, it's we don't say that about many, you know, you don't find a quote. I'm sure if you look hard enough, you know, you'll find other nyanim by other days, but it's pretty remarkable line that Zos Chanukah is on the level, or even greater, for the Yehudi Pashut than the Tzadikim on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So we have to understand what does this mean exactly, and he quotes also. Rabbi Biederman says that when we say Psach Lanu Shar Beisni Lashar, just this isn't on the page, but then we'll get to the next two paragraphs. But he says that Psach Lanu Shar. What does it mean exactly? Psach Lanu Shar Beisni Lashar. Open for us the door that's locked or the door that's locking, right? Psach Lanu Shar. Open us the gate, but at the time that it's locking, well, just say open it up. I mean. What does it mean exactly? Open it up for us at the time that it's locking. Just say, just keep it open. It's like, what does that mean exactly? He says, Psach Lanu Shar means open our own gates. Open ourselves up. Be'ez Nil Shar, at the time when the gates in Shemayim are locking, are closing. Let's open ourselves up. And so he says in the context of Chanukah as well, like he quotes over here. So if we look on the right side, we know there are many connections between Chanukah and Sukkot. I mean, the obvious one, if you ask a little kid, what's the most simple connection is that they both have 8 days. But the Gemara quotes also in the Machlokes, whether you go up or down, Keneged Pariachag, is different connections that Chazal have from Chanukah to Sukkot. And there's brought down also that there's the Yomim Tovim D'Oraisa that we have on the calendar, each one's Keneged a Yontif D'Rabbanan, and Chanukah lines up with Sukkot. And that's the framework with which the Sfas Emes goes ahead and speaks about this in different years. In his drashos, he talks about this connection, and he goes ahead and says the following. So he says, this is a Biederman quote. So v'sfasem es kosov v'vuar shezos Chanukah hu k'shmini atzeres. So if Chanukah is going to be parallel to Sukkot, then the last day of Chanukah, the eighth day, is going to be like the eighth day of Sukkot, the day after Sukkot, like shmini atzeres. Dehine amru Chazal shenikra atzeres ki atzeres yeschem etzli. Right, that Chazal call it atzeres ki atzarti yeschem etzli. Atzeres means two things. It means to stop sign in Eretz Yisrael, Atzor, and it also means to gather, to come together. So we're coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kemelech shezimen es banav lesuda lekach kach yamim, like a king who invites his children for a suda for a certain number of days. Kiven shehigeh zmanu lipater, Amar, when it's time for his sons to leave, he doesn't want them to leave. They had such a nice time together. Please, my son, stay with me one more day. Stay with me a little longer. It's difficult for me to separate from you. So we all have famous. This is a pretty famous chazal from when it comes to Shemini Atzeres. And here, the Sfasemis is connecting it to Chanukah, because Chanukah, the Zos Chanukah, the eighth day of Chanukah, correlates to that inyan, that day of Shemini Atzeres. Another connection is that the Torah in Parshas Emor connects right after talking about Chagas Sukkos. It talks about the Hadlakas of Menorah. The Chesiv Basrei talks after Sukkos. So Kech says, why do we have 8 days on Chanukah? It's because of the 8 days of Sukkos, because of this connection. But it's there. Shafu Shmonas Yamim. So says our Biderman, Emor Me'ata, Shezos Chanukah Dome B'tamo L'Shmini Atzeres. Zos Chanukah, we see from the Sasemes, we see from the Rokeach, that it's patterned after Shmini Atzeres. V'im Amr al-Shmini Atzeres Zohar Kodosh, V'ahu Chedvasa lo Mishtakche B'malka Eli Yisrael B'lechudaihu, that which means, it's good to translate it into Hebrew for us, which is already hard enough to understand, but at least we don't have to figure out the Aramaic. But Osa Shah Simcha, at this time of happiness, Lo Nimtza Eitzel HaMelech Kiim B'nei Yisrael Atzmam, the only thing we find by Hashem, we know that Sukkis was for the entire Umas HaOlam. There's the 70 offerings that are offered, but then Shmini Atzeres is just B'nei Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at that time of Simcha, that elevated, that exciting time, Shmini Atzeres, it's just B'nai Yisrael that's left. Uman di Yasev imalkov natalei b'lechudei koma debayi shoa v'yahivlei. V'hayoshi v'amelech levadu yikava kol asher yoshimito. That who's left with the king, who remains at the end, anything that he asks from the king, he'll get. He'll the king will accept the request. Afal zeh hayom ne'amar kein koma debayi shoa v'yahivlei. So too on this Indian of Zos Chanukah, that a person can go ahead and whatever they request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will grant them. Connecting to Shmini Atzeres. So that's an idea from the Sfas Emes, a very beautiful idea, connecting it to Shmini Atzeres. And we know that really Zos Chanukah, the end of any time, and this is brought down in the Zohar, and I'm sure you've all heard this, and you hear it, in Yeshiva, I think I heard it for the first time when I was in Eretz Yisrael. It's like, you keep hearing, and if you're into the Hasidic stuff, or you're into like it, you like it, and like if you're not, you're like, this doesn't make sense. Right, so there's Rosh Hashanah, there's Yom Kippur, you have your Din, and then you have your Ksiva and your Chasima. Then you have, no, it's not over Yom Kippur, it goes to Hoshana Rabbah, that's a good Kvittel, you have Hoshana Rabbah, that's the real Chasima. No. It extends to Chanukah, it goes to Zois Chanukah, I never heard it go to Purim. Maybe now we're back in the next year of Hashanah already, so there's never a Din, it just keeps going, I don't know. But Zois Chanukah is the final Chasima, that's what's brought down. And the it's a really if you think about it, I mean it's a beautiful, obviously Chanukah, everyone loves Chanukah. There's not much hachana and preparation to have to go into like the physical aspects of the yontif, especially nowadays with pre-made oil. The women aren't working so hard to cook and to make like latkes sufganiyot, but they're not working so hard like an erev yontif for 2 days and so tired when yontif hits. Everyone can enjoy. There's kids, there's games, there's toys. Everyone enjoys Chanukah. The candles, it brings warmth, it brings light. It's a beautiful time, but Zos Chanukah after tonight, we're really gonna go into like the dark. We're kind of on the way up now because Chanukah is like the bottom of the darkest time of the year, but it's a very dark time until Purim still, and we have to take everything that we had from Chanukah that we have from the first 7 days into the eighth day, and the eighth day is the Chasima of Chanukah and the Chasima of our Din, if we go with that. So what is we have to then take all the messages of Chanukah with us. After Chanukah, it's to take it and live a whole year of Chanukah, and the main messages for Chanukah, when you think about it, really are like Torah Shabbat Peh, right? That's what the Milchama was about, and that's what Chanukah represents. It was the last Yontif that was instituted before that we have really, and the importance of our Chazal and our Rabbanim, the significance of respecting them and listening to them. That's what really Chanukah is all about. Is that the Yevonim wanted to forget our Torah, but no. We're going to keep our Torah, specifically our Torah Shabbat Peh. It's also right. The aura of the Torah, the aura, the light of the Chanukah in our very challenging world that we live in, gives us a certain path and direction. The aura of Torah, the aura of the Ribono Shalom, to follow and to keep that message with us, as well as the fact that right, the famous question of the Beis Yosef: why is there 8 days, not 7 days? Should the miracles only 7 days? So my favorite answer to this is the Altar of Kelm, who says that the Even the first day was a miracle too, because the fact that a candle will light when you light it, or oil will go ahead and stay lit when you light it, is a miracle in itself. It's not a miracle lamalam in a teva, like that happened, that extended for an extra 7 days, but it's a miracle in teva. And the fact that it happened shows that the Ribbono Shel'olam, everything is a miracle. Even the teva that we have is a miracle. So yeah, Chanukah's 8, Chanukah's lamalam in a teva, it's not 7, the famous Ma'aral idea on 7 and 8, but in the end of the day, the Alter Rebbe explained that first night of Chanukah really celebrates the teva that we have is also from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we have to take that message with us as well as we go back into teva and Chanukah leaves us, but before it leaves us, we still have Zos Chanukah. So we have tonight, tomorrow. So let's go to the left now and see the idea, an idea from the Gra, a very powerful idea as well. So the Gra. So we have one idea for the Sfas Emes, saying that Zos Chanukah and Chanukah's pattern after Shemini Atzeres, Chanukah's pattern after Sukkot. The Gra on the left side says as follows. It said in the name of the Gra, Shekedushas Yom Zehi Kmo Yom HaKippurim. Okay, so we have Shemini Atzeres, now we have Yom Kippur. The Kedusha of this day is like the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. Ki Chazal Kavu Leimar Halal Shalim Bishmonos Yimei Chanukah. Why did Chazal institute to say a full Halal all 8 days of Chanukah? Keneged Shmoni Yomim Bashana Shahayitzrichim Lomer Halal Shalim. It corresponds to the 8 days of the year that we should be saying a Halal Shalim in Gorim Bahamas Ahala, but we don't complete the Halal. We only say a Chatzi Halal. Really, I think you only skip two paragraphs, but we call it a Chatzi Halal. It's a little more than Chatzi. But says the girl, Vo Elu Mashlim Al Elu. These 8 days of Chanukah come to make up for the 8 days during the year where we should be saying a full Halal, but we don't. So what are these 8 days that we should be saying a full halal, but we don't? The 6 days of Pesach that we don't go ahead and finish halal, we just say chatzi halal. Says in parentheses, Pesach ein omrim mitam. So the seventh of Pesach, we don't say it for the following reason. Right, the Mitzrim we're drowning in the water, and we're going ahead and we're saying Shira. The same by Al Chamoid. Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, Shein Omer Mitam, and the Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, Efshar Melech Yoshev, Akisei Din, V'sifrei Chaim, V'sifrei Mesim, Suchan Lefanav, V'Yisrael Omer Mishira. Is it possible that you're going to sing and be all, say, Halal Shalem when the V'sifrei Chaim, V'sifrei Mesim are open? So those are the 8 days, the 6 days of Pesach and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So what does Rabbi Nachman conclude with? Mash Mesham Shevelo Tshuva Sifrei Chaim Hayelan Amar Halal Shalem Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. The implication is if it wasn't for the Sifrei Chaim really being open, the Sifrei Mesim, which is really what the whole day is about. But if it wasn't for that, we should be saying a Halal Shalem. Meaning, Be'etzim, we should be saying a Halal Shalem, and we're not for a certain reason. So it comes out that the first 6 days of Chanukah then, when we say a Halal Shalem, make up for the 6 days of Pesach where we don't say a Halal Shalem. Yom Zayin de Chanukah Mashlim Rosh Hashanah. The seventh day of Chanukah is Mashlim Rosh Hashanah. And Vizoyis Chanukah, he Keneged Yom HaKippurim. And the eighth day, which is today, tomorrow, it's Keneged Yom HaKippurim, that final day where we were mashed in the hollow, and tomorrow, Baruch Hashem, we will be. So although the candles are perhaps no longer lit in the house and physically, but we're still going to say Halal, Shahal Gamar tomorrow, and there's also an Inyan brought down, I don't know if it's Rav Tzadok, but we don't say Havdalah after Chanukah, Havdalah after Shabbos, say by Yom Tovim, by Chanukah doesn't end, especially this year, it goes into Shabbos. That Kedusha we have to take with us. That's Chanukah we have to capture. We see how halig the Zin Yonim are compared to the Shemini Atzeres, Yom Kippur. Mamish, a lot of kedusha for us to daven to Hashem in for our tzrachim, and to carry with the messages of Chanukah, to think about what did we really take away with. And even if we didn't take away anything in the first 7 days, we have tonight, we have tomorrow. It's not over. It feels like it's over, but don't worry about yesterday and the days before. Baruch Hashem, we have Zayis Chanukah. We have the whole night tonight. We have tomorrow to mamish capture as much as we can and bring it with us into the several months ahead and the rest of the year. And Shkayach, everyone, on coming. Everyone should have a beautiful Zayis Chanukah and a beautiful Shabbos.